Big Screen, Little Screen, sponsored by Sky Show, from $9.90 a month with no commitment. Go to sky.ch.
It's time for Big Screen, Little Screen. Susie's here to tell us what we can watch. Let's head out to the cinema, Susie. What do you reckon?
I definitely think it's time for the cinema. So let's go to the movies and see Guardians of the Galaxy Volume 3. They are back for the third installment. Quill, Groot, Drax, Mantis, and Gamora are on a mission to protect Rocket after his past indiscretions resurface. The dangerous mission is led by Peter, but if they fail, the team could dissolve. So success is their only option. This is the third Guardians of the Galaxy film and the 32nd in the Marvel Cinematic Universe. Chris Pratt has been the lead in all of these three films as Peter Quill, and the rest of the cast are returning for the third volume as well. This hit the cinemas already, so head to the cinema to get the full experience of another Marvel film on the big screen.
Let's have a quick listen to a snippet from the trailer.
We have been running our whole lives.
Pete, I'm done running. We'll all fly away together. One last time.
And we'll kill anyone who gets in our way.
No, not kill anyone.
Kill a few people.
Kill no people.
Kill one guy, one stupid guy who no one loves.
Now you're just making it sad.
Oh, there was some behind-the-scenes controversy, though, because the director was fired and then rehired. What happened there?
Yeah, so all of the Guardian films have been written and directed by Peter Gunn. But there was a moment between Volume 2 and Volume 3 where that might not have been the case. So in 2018, a year after Volume 2's release, Gunn was fired by Disney and Marvel after tweets were found that he had posted. They were controversial, to say the least. So Gunn immediately apologized and said that he had grown as a person and those tweets had been like an attempt to be funny and controversial. It kind of has backfired on him. The firing of Gunn was then considered kind of that beginning of when we went into that cancel culture, where people's past is coming back to bite them on the butt. He ultimately received a lot of support and it was considered a little bit of an unfair dismissal. And then he was eventually rehired for the Guardians movie. So there you go.
It is a little reminder to keep those controversial, provocative jokes off of your Twitter account that you have in your own name. The music's pretty good, isn't it?
Yes. So the music from all three Guardian movies have been a huge hit just on their own. So Volume 1 and Volume 2 basically caused a resurgence in some 70s hits. So there you go. To make Volume 3, Gunn had to narrow down his choices, and at one time he limited his choices to a mere 181 songs, just a few too many for an album. The final soundtrack has a measly 17 hits on it, including an acoustic version of Radiohead's Creep. So the soundtracks alone are worth listening to, and in my opinion, the Guardians movies are the best of the Marvel universe. So
bold
definitely
statement, Susie.
Yeah, go check them out at the cinema.
All right, that one there is looking at Guardians of the Galaxy Volume 3. Let's move on and talk about New Amsterdam. This is a series that's been going for a while. We're on the fifth season.
Yeah, so if you are looking for a medical drama, I literally have one for you. New Amsterdam follows Dr. Max Goodwin as he takes over the director role of a failing public hospital. So over those five seasons, he aims to reform the neglected facilities as well as provide exceptional medical care to his patients. Of course, there's love stories and heartbreak too. The series started in 2018 and season five, which drops on Sky Show this week, is the last season.
Let's have a quick snippet from the trailer.
We all feel like the system is too big to change. But guess what? We are the system. How can I help? We're talking about New Amsterdam. There's no place in the world like it.
These people make this hospital everything that it is.
So if you love the hospital genre, if, you know, you got hooked on ER and then, I don't know,
Grey's Anatomy.
Yeah, absolutely. Then this is one for you.
Yeah, and it does follow real issues and concerns in the hospital world. So in 2020, an episode titled Pandemic was pulled from the screens as the show is actually set in New York and the episode hit a little bit too close to reality with obviously the real life pandemic in full swing, especially around the New York area. So while it's a drama and a soap opera style show, there is some real life issues that are explored during the season.
That's New Amsterdam season 5 coming out at the end of this week. Quick, go and binge seasons 1 to 4. Go for it. Go for it. New Amsterdam season 5 on Sky Show, and then Guardians of the Galaxy Volume 3 out now at the cinema. Susie, thanks so much for our recap of what's on the big screen and little screen this week.
You're welcome, Kat. See you next week.
Big Screen, Little Screen, sponsored by Sky Show. From $9.90 a month with no commitment. Go to sky.ch.